In the Museum of Cold Ideas, we were feeling very black and white, very automatic. Our fingernails were letting go, our eyelashes, the lobes of our ears. Invisibility drifted over us like fine gray soot. We could almost remember the colors of snow, shadows, wind, diamonds catching light, colors whirling and sharp, then softly sighing. We felt them pressing behind our eyes, but couldn't quite, what do you call them? They are where? In the Museum of Cold Ideas, we went up and down stairs looking for the winter room, found instead a bench where we sat with silhouettes. Is it possible to dream in black and white? Boxes bisected air. Squares skinned the building and rose up from a shallow rectangle, the reflecting pool. We just sat there for a while with the others, reflecting, surrounded by rows of rectangles. A tracery of cold air on some, sparkle of lost coins just beneath others. Boxes yearned toward us in their not-quite-perfect rows. This is where feelings are stored now, in fretworks of frames all the same size.